Hunter Biden and Associates sought Irish investments in 2011 through U.S. Ambassador. By Wendell Hasebo on April 13, 2023. Hunter Biden and his family's business associates sought to invest in Irish businesses while President Joe Biden was vice president in 2011. On March 8, 2011, Eric Schwerin, the family's top financial lieutenant, Hunter, and Devin Archer, another top associate, conversed over email about the potential of investing in Ireland, according to emails revealed by Fox News. After listing several projects in the pipeline, Archer suggested the group follow up on business ideas located in Ireland. "Ideas we could follow up on," Archer wrote. "Ireland asked for intro through Rooney. Dan Rooney was the U.S. ambassador to Ireland. He was appointed by Obama to the post in 2009. Schwerin replied that he could set a meeting with Rooney in Washington, D.C., during the St. Patrick's Day celebration. "Ireland, I assume there may be some opportunities to informally connect to Rooney, et al. At the St. Patrick's Day stuff next week and then formally follow up afterwards?" Archer also joked the pitch could be made with a mashup video of comments by Tom Cruise and Charlie Sheen. "We should use this in our pitch," he said. According to a 2020 Senate report, Hunter scheduled a trip to Dublin, Ireland 2 years later on March 20, 2013, to March 22, 2013. During the trip, he was enrolled as a protectee and received armed protection from the Secret Service, the report states. It is unclear if any business deals were ever consummated with an Irish entity. The recent email revelations come as Republican lawmakers have raised concerns about Hunter's return this week with Joe Biden to Ireland. "I'm sure he'll make another corrupt deal using his daddy's name and make sure he kicks back 10% for the big guy," Representative Eli Crane, Aras, told Breitbart News on Thursday. "The fact that Hunter is still walking the streets as a free man, instead of being locked behind bars, is the most illuminating example of the two-tiered justice system we have here in the U.S. GOP House Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, told Breitbart News that Hunter's foreign business deals have compromised the president and are very concerning. "Bringing his son Hunter on an official trip to Ireland and giving him access to Air Force One should concern every American," she said. "House Republicans are shining a light on this corruption, and I am committed to ensuring that the entire Biden crime family is held accountable for compromising our national security." Biden departed the United States to Ireland on Tuesday with his sister, Valerie Biden Owens, and son, Hunter Biden. The family landed at Belfast Airport on Tuesday evening and met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Wednesday. Speaking with reporters before the flight, Joe Biden said the trip to Ireland was scheduled for making sure the Irish Accords and the Windsor Agreement stay in place, keep the peace. The trip coincides with the 1998 signing of the Good Friday Agreement that ended the conflict in Northern Ireland that lasted for about 30 years. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.